Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Christine Innes. Now, we have someone really amazing joining us today, the beautiful Angie. So thank you, beautiful, for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really excited to be doing this with you today.
Look, I am super excited. I have all these things that have been running through my head today going, okay, I've got to ask Angie this. I've got to find out about all of this because, you know, we've been working together, obviously, you know, in doing some collaborations and that together, which I absolutely love. And you were also in our last issue of the Corporate Escapers magazine. So I'm so excited about that. So before we dive in, because I can get so carried away with all these questions and everything like that, but I would love for you to introduce yourself to our beautiful audience and tell everyone about all the goodness that you do.
Love it. Absolutely. So as you said, my name is Angie. I am obviously not Australian. I'm Canadian, but I've been here almost 10 years, which is very exciting. And I am an entrepreneur. I have two businesses, but my passion project that we've been working with together is Pair Collections, which I'm wearing right now today. It is a clothing-based business that is all based around a capsule collection. So we don't do fast fashion. We go by the idea of buying a couple items that can be transferred, mixed and matched, for every occasion so that you don't have to buy as much and you can be a bit more sustainable as well. And specifically, it's called Pair Collections because it's for pear-shaped women. I myself am a petite pear. You can't tell because I'm sitting right now, but my top size is about 3 to 4 sizes smaller than my bottom half. And a lot of pear-shaped women have real issues in finding clothing that makes them comfortable and makes their self-esteem soar and makes them want to love themselves and their curves, and also obviously affect how they run their businesses, how they are employed. It affects everything with your own sense of self-confidence. So Pair Collections, we really focus on that. And our biggest saying is just love your curves.
Which I love because like we met, oh my goodness, was it last year? I think it was. And like, it's been such a whirlwind.
Last May or something?
Yeah, crazy. And I've had the privilege of wearing your clothing, which I absolutely love. And you're so right, because when your confidence is shot, because when you go shopping, and look, I'm a plus size girl and it's very difficult. So when you don't fit into the rack that's out there, it shots your confidence so much. And then when I found like your collection, I'm just like, oh, finally somebody who gets it, you know, understands that women, we have curves and that's okay. And you know, just
to have curves.
I know, like, hello. But and I love the way that you are really taking that sort of stance on it as well, so that, you know, women can really feel comfortable, but also confidence. Like your confidence really shines through when your clothes fit. You're not standing there trying to pull things up or pull things down, and you know, it really does make a big, huge difference with it as well. And you must get that from all the clients that you talk to.
Oh, absolutely. The biggest thing is, it's usually, of course, always with our pants, is every time they put on the wide-legged trousers that I'm wearing or our jeans, where they'll put it on and they'll be like, we've never had something actually fit our legs. You know, as you get curvier, and you know, when I say curvy, you can be curvy at any size. So I'm about a size 8 on the bottoms. And even though I'm a size 8, I actually created the business because I had one too many horrible shopping trips where I just needed to find a pair of black pants. I tried on 20 pair of pants. None of them fit. Had a breakdown in the fitting room. And my partner was like, "Why don't fix it?" So as soon as you find something that works, it can change everything. And the biggest thing is, as soon as they put it on, they're like, oh my gosh, it fits. It fits my calves, my thighs, my hips, my waist. And even with our tops, pear-shaped women are always like, oh, you know, great thing about tops is they basically always fit because it's all, we're so small up here. But in reality, again, it doesn't. I had the biggest issues always getting blazers because my shoulders are so narrow that I couldn't get them to fit and go over my arms or even be long enough for my arms to fit my shoulders. So it's all really important. As soon as you find something that fits, that you wear it and love it and you let it just help you become confident in any occasion that you're doing, even just sitting at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the fact that, you know, you said something just before as going, found a problem and I wanted to fix it. And I feel like that is how so many entrepreneurs start. They're like, it was my problem. I had to fix it. So I'm just going to start a business on it. And I know that it's not as easy as that. But because when you can relate to it so personally as well, and I love the fact that you add your personal touch to it. And, you know, it's so easy. Like, it's so easy just to talk to you. It's so easy to work with you as well. And that's just one of the things that I really do adore, you know, with all the collaborations that we're doing together and how that passion shines through in your business.
Yeah, well, it's something that's really affected me my entire life. My mom is a plus size pear-shaped woman as well. And I think her sense of self and self-confidence really rubbed off on me as a child. And I didn't even realize it until my late 20s, where when I was in high school, I only wore pants. I hated going shopping with friends. You know how when you're a teenager, you go on those fun shopping trips. I never went on those. I've always hated shopping with a fiery passion. It's something that's really affected me growing up, and into my 20s as I got older and more professional, it really impacted my sense of confidence when it came to work. And it's so many women have these issues. Like, we have so many things going on in our lives where we always have to look perfect, and it's so difficult to find that true sense of self and be comfortable with it. Yes. So, you know, as someone who comes from the fashion industry, my first degree of many, but my first degree is in fashion design. So I actually, as soon as my partner said, why don't you fix it? He was like, you actually can do this. Like, you have the skills, you have the tools, yes. Like, you actually know how to fix these problems. Yes. And why the problems happen. So it really did just, we were still shopping afterwards and we were joking about it. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll just start my own clothing business after spending 10 plus years building up other people's clothing businesses. Mm-hmm. But it really just fell into place. And it's something that I think it's everyone, male or female, it's everyone's right to be confident and comfortable with themselves.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. We all have room to improve, but you need to love yourself for who you are right now. And I think your clothing can really affect that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, because it all starts with self, and I'm such a big believer with that, and I know the work that it takes with it, because no matter what you wear, if you don't love who you are, that's still going to shine through. So
own your own business, like, because I know most of people who are listening today, most of your clientele, they're people who are entrepreneurs just like us. Mm-hmm. And if you're not comfortable and confident with yourself, it always comes through in your sales pitch or in working with clients or doing speaking arrangements. It makes such a difference. So doing the personal development that I know the two of us have had, because we've spoken about it before, it's so important, but it also affects just by what you put on your, like, on your body.
Absolutely. And I feel as though, you know, when we start to grow a business, and, you know, you start out, you're so enthusiastic when you first get your business and you go, oh my God, I'm going to do this. But as you grow your business, you grow yourself with it.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you grow faster than the business, or vice versa. What has been your experience with starting your business as well?
Well, I had already started about a year and a half before creating the business, my journey with personal development and really, I began to really recognize that I was speaking really negatively about myself in all aspects of my life. So I had already begun the process, and that really helped me understand the stance that I wanted to create for Pair Collections, is that I really wanted to be all about body positivity, about, you know, loving yourself, having a positive sense of self. So I already had a bit of head start, but, you know, I love Pair, and it's, I always call it my passion project. So it's something that my personal development has to come first before I can do Pair, because it's about my passion. And it's also about my journey. I share a lot of my personal stories with Pair, even the concept of learning to not wear makeup every day. So up until I was 28, even if I was home alone, I would still put makeup on because I didn't feel confident and comfortable enough with myself to not have makeup on. So everything I do with Pair and discuss with Pair, it's always something that I've been through myself, and I want to help make other people's lives easier in their journey to doing that. So it kind of has to be me first and then the business, to make sure that I can do the business properly to support the community.
Yeah, I think that is such a really important part, because I see so many people who, first of all, have left the corporate world. They've gone into business, and A, they don't know who they are because they're still attached to that corporate identity.
And it's such a massive identity as well. When I quit my job, and I quit my job when I had I needed to stop. I just needed to stop what I was doing. It wasn't beneficial for me personally, financially, none of it. And I did, I had like a week where I just sat there and I was like, who am I? Who am I without that job role or that job title? It's a big question to ask.
Yeah, it's massive. And I find that as you start stepping into starting a business, all those things start to happen, you know, like all those questions and, you know, finding out who you are and, you know, branding and, you know, even just how to market yourself as part of the business as well. And this is why I really, as I said, like, I can't speak highly enough of what you're doing, because you're incorporating so many things. It's not just about the fashion, but you are showing people how to be themselves and how to love who they are. Because when you're in business, like you said, like, everything shines through. People can tell when you're nervous. People can tell when you're really uncomfortable. People can see through the BS now. They really can. And I feel as though what you're doing is really helping people just to embrace everything. And I always say to people, it's okay. Perfection in my world does not exist, because it's something that's so unattainable.
It's not, just be you.
Exactly. And you've got to love yourself, flaws and all. Like I'm having a really bad hair day today. I go, you know, and I'm just like, you know what? Just love it. Just embrace it. Like, it's okay. I'm just like, okay, well, I'll just put this on, and, you know, but this is the whole thing, is that, you know, I'm learnt now just to sort of roll with it. But I know that, you know, I think that, you know, when people start listening more to your story and start listening to obviously more about the concept of Pair Collections, that people will then start to sort of start embracing themselves a lot more and just going, oh, well, if she can do it, I can do it. Then that's okay. It's sort of like, I feel like you can see people just take this sigh of relief, and like all this weight drops off their shoulders, and they can just go, oh, I can breathe again.
That's the goal, to be honest. The whole having that final shopping experience where I broke down, I knew it wasn't gonna go well, so I had my partner come with me for moral support. He's beautiful, he loves me, he thinks my body is gorgeous, he doesn't understand why I had issues with my body. So I had him come with me, and having that last moment where I broke down in front of my partner about my own body, and then me being like, I actually said, he's like, I don't understand why the clothes aren't fitting you, coming from a male perspective. He's like, I just don't understand the issue, why, because he could see what, like, they weren't obviously fitting me. And he's like, you're not plus size, like, and this is something I get all the time, is that people going, you're not plus size, you don't have an issue. Well, I can still be a size 8 and not fit any size 8s.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue is that the garments, the patterns that are made into garments, they are made for rectangular bodies. That's the body shape all clothing is based off of. And then you have to do alterations to those patterns to make them fit the different person. And that's just how fashion is. And so even in the fitting room, I explained that to my partner, and that's when he was like, well, if you know the issue, just fix it. Just make the pattern different. Yeah. And it really just, sometimes you just need to take hold of it and do it yourself.
Yes.
And I'm, as soon as I decided I'm going to do it, I did a day where I sat down and I went through, what did I want this business to mean? What did I want this? I didn't want to be just another clothing business. I didn't want to be just another fast fashion. I'm really environmentally conscious. All of our boxes that we get for our warehousing goes to my rabbit, who eats them and plays with them. You know, we try and be as minimal waste as possible. And that's just been how I've grown up. So everything that we do with the business, I sat down and I went through our top values. You know, it's to support the community, to be environmentally sustainable, to be economically sustainable as well. Every garment that's sold, we donate 5% to a homeless charity that we use, because I've always had a big soft spot with that. Everything that I did in the beginning when creating a business plan, I sat down and did the values. And that's why I did it first, so I knew how I needed to then market myself and brand myself, because I did that work in the very beginning. I did that hard discussion with myself.
Yeah, and it's so important. Values changed my life. Values is what I preach to everybody. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll drop a link below, because trust me, you need to.
Oh, definitely do. It'll change your guys' business and lives forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you've obviously, I know quite a little bit about your story and your journey in that, but what have you learned? Especially we've had, you know, a lot of challenges, and especially, you know, we're no different to everybody around the world. What have you learned about yourself and the business within the last 12 months during, you know, COVID restrictions and that as well?
Well, ironically, COVID lockdowns happened the day before we were supposed to do our first photo shoot with models. So that was great. So for the first almost 12 months, we only had me as a model, and that became a lot of backlash for the company. A lot of people were saying I wasn't pear-shaped, I was misrepresenting the brand, that I shouldn't have the business to begin with. And that caused a lot of self-doubt with myself. Mm-hmm. You know, should I be doing this? Yes, I'm pear, but if people don't think I'm pear, then should I be doing it? And COVID really just showed me how much this does mean to me, and how much this messaging does mean to me, and how much I love collaborating with other, specifically women in business, to help promote everyone's passions. So with Pear Collections, we partner with everyone from photographers, models. We use real life models. We don't use professional models. We actually use people who either wear us anyways or want to wear us. We partner with actual magazines, we partner with hair and makeup artists, everything about really just trying to promote an awareness around the concept of being who you are and being pear, and how to size 2s can be pears and size 30s can be pears.
Mm.
So really it just helped me really cement that yes, I wanted to do this, and it helped me understand also where the education needs to be around pear-shaped women. A, what a pear-shaped woman is. B, pear-shaped men is a thing. I just don't have a range for men, but pear-shaped men is a thing, and that pears can be any size. Mm. So now when I introduce myself, I always say that I'm a petite pear, so that people don't get confused. But To be honest, sometimes on my bottoms, I'll wear size 12 or size 14, depending on the brand, when I wear a size 2 or 4.
Yeah.
So I think COVID just really showed us how much passion there was behind the business and how much we love collaborating to help share that passion to others, to help more women feel more comfortable with themselves, no matter their size. A body shape is a body shape, and you can't really change that no matter what size you are. So just be healthy and happy with yourself by always striving to be the best person possible.
I love that. I think, like, honestly, it's the best message that everybody needs to hear, because, you know, I have fought with my own body image for such a long period of time. And now I say, I don't look at the scales. I judge by how I'm feeling, how happy I am, how, you know, joyous I am. That's what matters. Because you can get fixated on things where, in reality, you're the one who's judging yourself the most.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My partner, every time I and I'm also very honest with my journey as well. I have bad days. I have days where I look at myself in the mirror and I go, oh my God, I've gained so much weight. And my partner is always, he lives with me, and he's always like, I have no idea what you're seeing, but I'm not seeing what you're seeing. We're always our worst critics. And it's something where, you know, the saying where you can't count on other people to love you, you have to love yourself first. It goes hand in hand with your body. You can love your brain, you can love certain aspects of yourself, but you just have to accept the bits that you don't love. So what I do typically is, days that I'm feeling bad about myself, I'll pick something about myself still and say something positive to myself in the mirror, being like, you know, hating my legs today, but wow, oh wow, is my bum great. Or, you know, oh, I have the best smile today. Or, you know, you've got gorgeous hair. So Joe going, you know, I have beautiful hair, I love myself. And just changing the perspective, it means a lot, and it really affects how you work as well. I always say that if you come to work with a smile and try and finish the day with a smile as a business owner, that can affect your entire business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's such a key message that we need to teach at a young age as well, so that when we grow up and, you know, we become parents, or, you know, we've got, you know, people that are looking up to us, like nieces or nephews, and that we can start, you know, sharing that positivity with them as well. Because I think a lot of the times that we don't realize the type of influence that we have as well.
Absolutely. When I was a child, I played with Barbies for a very long time, simply because as a young kid, I played with Barbies the way normal people play with Barbies. But then as I got older, because I started my first business when I was 12, and I started to design clothing with my Barbies. So I would style them, change the clothes, edit it, sew things, put them on the Barbies. And as soon as puberty hit, I realized that my body was not going to be Barbies, and it crushed me. Mm-hmm. It absolutely crushed me to the pit of my soul. And I actually remember my mom saying, yeah, sorry, honey, you have my body. And from that point on, I always thought of it as a negative, where she had to go through her own thing with her body. You know, everyone has their own journey. And it's one of those things that, when I see now kids like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, how amazing is that? Your body is your own. And just saying things in a different way, because it's amazing how when you're a child, one phrase or one sentence or something can stick with you and actually affect you, and you have no idea.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I feel as though now we are starting to create a different type of relationships. And I know that the conversations that I'm having, even with, you know, my nieces, and that at the moment, are so different to what it was when I was younger as well. And it's very inclusive. It's about going, you know what, you're all different. I have three beautiful nieces, and they're all very different. And it's about embracing everybody else all your uniqueness that you have, because I want people to know, and I know that you are very similar to this, is that we are all very unique. And how amazing is that? Because there is really only one of you. It is. Yeah. There's just one of you. Like, why do you want to be like somebody else when you can get to be you? Like, let's just embrace that and be you.
Absolutely. It's so important. And it's something that I say as well all the time on social media and everything, is that I'm a pear-shaped woman. My mom's a pear-shaped woman. Our bodies are still extremely different. She is this gorgeous woman who is like 5'10". I like to say I'm 5'5". I am not. I'm 5'4". But we're still beautiful pear-shaped women. But we're so different with our bodies. And it's something that, that's what makes you special. Why do you want to look like someone else? Mm. If we look like other people, you may as well just be a robot or a clone or something. Absolutely. It's our individuality traits that make us us, and we're all beautiful and amazing. So embrace it.
Absolutely. And this is why I love chatting with you. I just love everything that you do and what you're bringing to this world. We need so much more positivity. We need beautiful business owners that are wanting to make a difference as well. So I just want to say congratulations for all of that as well. I think it's absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much. You're one of the ones that, you know, you're really helping to spearhead the concept. And I think that's why we get along so well, is that we're both so passionate about it, because it does really make a difference. And my thing is, the more business owners who think positively about themselves, the more that they can affect their communities, and then the more the message can be transferred to multiple people. And, you know, that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. So I thank you for saying that, but you're just the same.
Oh, thank you, beautiful. Thank you so much. I want to ask you one last question, is what is your goal for 2022? It's really weird saying that, but yes.
I can't believe we're almost there. It's insane. 2022, we have a couple new items that we're going to be adding to the range. And we are also going to be involved in the Gold Coast Fashion Week as well. We were involved for the first time last year, but we're going to be involved again this year. So that's our main goal, is basically... last year we weren't able to have plus size or different kind of body shapes on the runway, but this year, because we've gotten involved earlier, we're hopefully going to be able to have some more variety on the runway for Pear Collection show, and I'm really, really excited about that. But, you know, we also are always working on our partnerships. We actually have an affiliate program where we try and help influencers, other businesses, to promote their businesses while promoting our business. It's amazing. And we're always looking for new stockists and stylists to come in on our programs as well that we have, that are basically, I've been doing wholesale for years, and I hated how wholesalers would get a company on board selling their product, and they would just basically run away. Mm-hmm. Where I love basically promoting businesses as much as humanly possible. So we're really looking at getting more stockists this next year, especially because people can actually go shopping in actual places now outside of the wonderful world of internet. But yeah, we've got a pretty big year coming up, and it's really, really exciting.
Oh, I am so excited for you. I am one of your biggest cheerleaders, so I can't wait to watch all the magic unfold. I'm going to pop all the details where you can reach out to Angie, check out Pear Collections. Look, it really is beautiful collections. I must admit, the shorts are actually my favorite. I wear them all the time. Like, I love
how
them.
How comfy are they?
They are so comfy.
The elastic waistband is like the savior during the day.
Oh, it is amazing. I love it. Love it. So I'm going to pop all the details, how you can reach out to Angie, how you can go and shop the collection for Pear Collections as well below. Make sure if you love this video, if you've got any comments, pop them below. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button, and join us next week for another episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. And remember to live life to the fullest. Love and light to you all.